Come in. I've been waiting for you.
I just want. Nap. Since when do you take naps in that position? Oh, God, Monica, tell me you were waiting for a guy. Please tell me you're waiting for a guy.
Yes, I was. A guy. From work.
I'm seeing a guy from work. Ha!
That cute waiter guy from your restaurant. The one that looks like a non-threatening Ray Liotta?
Uh-huh, that one.
You know what? Just give me a second. I'll be out of your hair. I'm just going to grab a jacket. When I get back, I want every little detail. Maybe that's him.
Okay, it's just Joey and Ross.
Why aren't you guys at the movie?
Well, we were, but Ross was talking so loud on his phone, they threw us out.
I had to talk loud because the movie was loud.
He's talking to London.
Oh, my God. Did he get in touch with Emily?
Well, no, not yet. He's calling everyone on her side of the family, hoping that someone will help him get in touch with her.
I don't care if I said some other girl's name, you prissy old twit.
Ross, way to suck up to the family.
I'm so glad you guys are all here. My office finally got wrinkle-free fax paper.
Is this Nanny Hopkins? I'm looking for Emily. Waltham. Oh, I'm sorry. Is this 011-44-742-934-742-67? Oh, it's 43, not 42. Well, which 42?
Hey. Oh, no, Vomitox. No, Vomitox.
Don't worry, I had a dry clean.
Vomitux? Who vomited on...
You know what? What'd you up to, Joe?
Well, you're doing this telethon thing on TV, and my agent got me a job as co-host.
Oh, that's great!
Yeah, a little good deed for PBS, plus some TV exposure. Now, that's the kind of math Joey likes to do.
Ugh, PBS.
What's wrong with PBS?
Oh, what's right with them?
Why don't you like PBS, Phoebe?
Okay, because right after my mom killed herself, I was just in this really bad place, you know, personally. So I just thought that it would make me feel better if I wrote to Sesame Street, because they were so nice when I was a little kid. No one ever wrote back.
Well, you know, a lot of those Muppets don't have thumbs.
All I got was a lousy keychain, and by that time I was living in a box. I didn't have keys.
I'm sorry, Phoebes. I just wanted to do a good deed, like you did with the babies.
This isn't a good deed. You just want to get on TV. This is totally selfish.
Whoa. What about you having those babies for your brother? Talk about selfish.
What are you talking about?
Well, it was a really nice thing and all, but it made you feel really good, right?
Yeah, so?
Well, it made you feel good, so that makes it selfish. Look, there's no unselfish good deeds, sorry.
Yes, there are. There are totally good deeds that are selfless.
Well, may I ask for one example?
Yeah, it's... You know, there's... No, you may not.
That's because all people are selfish.
Are you calling me selfish?
Are you calling you people? Yeah, well, sorry to burst that bubble, Phoebes, but selfless good deeds don't exist, okay? And you know the deal on Santa Claus, right?
I'm gonna find a selfless good deed. I'm gonna beat you, you evil genius.
Hello?
Hello, Ross?
Emily? Emily? Oh, my God. Oh, my God, it's Emily! It's Emily! Everyone, Hi.
Ross, I'm only ringing to say stop harassing my relatives. Goodbye.
No, wait, look, okay, you can hang up, but I'm gonna keep calling. I'm gonna call everyone in England, if that's what it takes to get you to talk to me.
Really? About what?
Look, you're my wife. We're married, you know? I love you. I really miss you.
I miss you too.
Well, at least I think I do.
She's talking. Yay!
Hey, Joey, when you said the deal with Santa Claus, you meant...
that he doesn't exist.
Right. So, Chandler, have you heard about Monica's secret boyfriend?
She might have mentioned him. Yeah.
So, Mon, when are we going to meet this new secret waiter man?
He's really shy. I don't think he's up to meeting everyone yet.
Yeah, I don't think he's up to meeting everyone yet.
I don't care. I want to meet this guy who's the best sex she ever had.
Really? That's what you heard? You said that?
I might have said that.
Why is that funny?
Because I'm very happy for him. And you lucky dog.
Hey.
Hey. Well, Emily's willing to work on the relationship.
That's great.
Yes, in London.
Hey. What?
She wants me to move to London.
But you live here. You know that.
What are you going to do?
I don't know. I mean, I can't leave Ben.
Well, you could just video conference with him. But I'm not ready to have a child.
I bet if I talk to Carol and Susan, I could convince them to move to London with Ben.
Yeah, I'm sure your ex-wife would be more than happy to move to another country so you can patch things up with your new wife.
It could happen.
Ross, we are not moving to London. We already have lives here.
Yeah, but it'd be great. They have great theater, great accents, tea. They have a queen.
So?
She's a woman.
Hey!
Daddy!
Hey! Guess what? We're moving to London! Yeah!
Who's going to London?
Nobody's going to London.
Oh, welcome to London, Governor! Right? Hey, it'll be great because we'll have Big Ben and Little Ben in the same city. Ooh. Hey, go pack! See? He wants to go.
Yeah, we leave all our big decisions to the 3-year-old.
Come on. It'll be just like Three's Company, only there's a kid and my wife. And you're the gay ones.
How you doing? Welcome. Good to see you.
This will be your phone.
That's great, but I'm not really expecting a lot of calls.
No, you answer it and take pledges.
But I'm the host.
No, Gary Collins is the host. You'll be answering the phone.
You don't seem to understand. See, I was Dr. Drake Ramore.
Well, here's your phone, doctor. I cannot believe I can't find a selfless good deed. You know that really old guy that lives next door to me? Well, I snuck over there and raked up all the leaves on his front stoop, but he caught me, and he, like, force-fed me cider and cookies. Then I felt wonderful. That old jackass.
And maybe Joey's right. Maybe all good deeds are selfish.
I will find a selfless good deed, because I just gave birth to 3 children, and I will not let them be raised in a world where Joey is right.
Hey, Monica. Mm-hmm. Can I ask you a cooking question?
Sure.
If you're cooking on the stove, does that mean that your new secret boyfriend is better in bed than Richard?
Chandler? Is he? You know, I think I'm going to respect the privacy of my new secret boyfriend.
Why? I mean, if this guy was me, and it was me who had learned that it was me who was the best you'd ever had, I'd be going like this.
All right, Emily, as much as I love you, I'm sorry, I can't move to London without Ben.
I understand that would be difficult.
Would you please consider moving here? I mean, you were going to move here anyway. Why can't you just do that?
I don't know. It's just...
Okay, but I know that even though I've been a complete idiot up till now, I mean you have to come here. You have to, so we can work this out together.
All right.
All right? Did you just say all right?
I did. Now I'm the idiot.
Oh, Emily, that's so great. It's going to be so great. We're going to be like 2 idiots in love.
Ross, there's one thing that really scares me still.
Yes, tell me.
Well, you have to understand how humiliating it was for me up on that altar in front of my entire family, all my friends.
I know. I am so sorry.
And then, after deciding to forgive you, seeing you at the airport, catching our plane with her...
Again? Very sorry.
I mean, I can't be in the same room as her. It drives me mad just thinking of you being in the same room as her.
Emily, there is nothing between Rachel and me.
Okay? I love you.
All right. I'll come to New York and we'll try to make this work.
Oh, that is so great. That's
as long as you don't see Rachel anymore.